I am Coach Corey Sartori, and this is Complete Transformation for Female Entrepreneurs, the podcast. I spent 20 years crushing it in leadership and people development in luxury retail, coaching my teams to become the best version of themselves inside and outside of the business. I thrived in my career, but my personal life was a mess. I didn't take care of myself and used alcohol to numb so I wouldn't have to feel the sadness that was my life. Eventually, I became fed up and knew I needed to do something different. In 2013, I chose to start putting in the work to change my life. In 2016, I started my life coaching business and began to help other women transform their lives and business. I now run a successful coaching business, and I have helped hundreds of women step into their power by giving them tools to create more self-belief and confidence so they can build their business and make more money for a more fulfilling life. Each episode offers ideas and tangible actions to help female entrepreneurs shift their mindset so they can have complete transformation in their personal life and business. Hello, hello. I am Coach Corey Sartori. I empower high-achieving female entrepreneurs to shift their mindset to grow their confidence, business, and bank account. Today in this episode, we are going to dive into mindset. We're going to talk about our thoughts and how they help us or how they hurt us. And this is something that I use with my coaching within my clients. I've been a life coach since 2016. I've helped hundreds of people create a life they love through vision and goal work, which also attaches to the law of attraction, also through mindset, the way we think about ourselves and others, and so much more. I have a huge focus on mindset because I know for me, and I know for so many others, my thoughts, my mindset created the life that I used to have, and it has created the life that I have today. So if I look back on my life when I was in my 20s, I was negative. I was a victim. I blamed. I was constantly in codependent relationships, whether that was with a romantic partner or friends. I wasn't showing up powerfully in the world. I was rude. I was unkind. I was snotty. I was bratty. My ego was running the show. And that's what I was attracting into my life. I had a lot of negative thoughts, like I will never have this, or I'll never have this. And because that was my belief, that was what I was attracting. And a lot of the things that I wanted, whether that be successful in my personal life or dating or my career, I held myself back a lot because of the thoughts that I thought about myself and the thoughts that I thought about others. And in 2013, when I started working on myself, one of those first things that I connected to was the law of attraction. And I was like, okay, this makes sense to me. What you want, you can have based on your thoughts and feelings and things like that. And so I started to dive in. I started to dive into self-development. I started learning about the law of attraction, manifestation. I started a vision and goal practice. And those things really helped me to create the life that I have today. I've shared with you guys before that I focus on gratitude a lot, and that gratitude that I have focused on has helped me to have the life that I have now, because the life that I have now, I never in a million years would have thought that I would have had 10 years ago. But now I'm married to my best friend. We have a great relationship. I have an awesome 4.5-year-old little boy who just lights up my life. I get to run my business and I don't have to work a full-time job. I get to do my life coaching business full-time. And I never thought that was going to be possible for me, but I have used the law of attraction. I've used manifestation to draw in the things that I want. And so when we think about our thoughts, they're either helping us or hurting us. And so for many years, my thoughts hurt me. They held me back. They got me into situations that did not add value to my life. And I surrounded myself with people that were on that same vibration, that same wavelength, if you will. And so I was never moving forward in my life. I was always stuck. I was always doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. I was like the definition of insanity. And then when I started to change my thoughts, like one of the biggest things that was easy for me to do to start changing my thinking and really help me go from being a negative person to a positive person was gratitude. When I started being grateful for the beautiful scenery that I have around me, when I started to be grateful for my family and my friends, when I started to be grateful for my health, I drew more of those beautiful things into my life to be grateful for. And I also think I've shared this with you before, is the gratitude is the foundation for me and my husband's relationship. When he came back into my life and he said, "You are a different person. I want what you have." I started teaching him about vision and goal work, but also about gratitude. Gratitude is something that we shared with each other every single day. And it's something that we're still committed to because we know that when we're grateful, it puts us in a higher vibration. It gives us more positive thoughts. And so then we're able to attract more positive things into our life. So I want you to think about your life right now. And I want you to know that you have created the life that you have now through your thoughts and through the energy and vibrations that you are putting out into the world. So if you are living a life right now that you are not happy with, it is not bringing you joy, you have created this life. And I know it's hard to hear. Nobody wants to hear that. But because of your thoughts, that is what you have attracted into your life. And you will not create the life or the business that you want until you start changing your thoughts. If you're a business owner and you're thinking, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough clients, I don't have enough whatever, you are never going to have enough within your business. If you are in a relationship and you're thinking, you know, my partner doesn't do this for me, they don't do this. Like if you're constantly thinking negative things about your partner, about your relationship, then that's the relationship you have. And it's never easy to hear, but I have lived that life. I know that I created the life that I used to have through my thoughts and through my actions and through my emotions. My emotion that I carried around with me a lot was anger and resentment. And so that anger and resentment sat heavy with inside me. And I never was able to create a joyful life until I was able to start releasing that anger, resentment. And I did that through a lot of forgiveness of myself and other people. So think about if you are somebody that's not living your best life right now, or you're not running a business that is bringing you joy, think about what the thoughts are that you have around your life, your relationship, your business, and maybe even take some time to journal about what you would like that would, what would you like your business to be like? What would you like your relationship to be like? What would you like your life to be like? And if you take some time to journal and sit on that, I challenge you to start connecting to the emotions that go along with what you want. Because yes, thoughts are so powerful, but so are the emotions. I just was listening to Joe Dispenza earlier today, and he was sharing that emotions are energy in motion, and we are all energetic beings. We all have a vibration. We all have a frequency, and that frequency, that energy, that vibration that we're putting out into the world, whether it's through our thoughts or emotions, is what we are attracting back. And so I want to challenge you to build awareness around your thoughts and build awareness around your feelings, because once you build awareness around your emotions and your thoughts, you can start changing them. So something that I do, if I have a negative thought pop into my head, I immediately stop it. Sometimes I'll say out loud, stop. And then I'll switch it with a positive affirmation. I am happy. I am grateful. I am loved. I am kind. So when I am aware of it, I'm able to stop it and then shift it back into the present moment and shift it back into a positive thought. So I'm putting out that positive vibration. And I challenge you to do this. I challenge you to try this on, because so often some of us all are living in a stressful state. We're living in an angry state. And when you're constantly stressed, when you're constantly angry, that not only has effects on your mental wellness and your emotional wellness, but it has an effect on your physical wellness. There's many people I've coached. I had a gal that I worked with a few years back, autoimmune disease. And it was because she had so much negativity within her mind. Her emotions were negative, the way she felt. And it was constant. And once she started working on herself and working on her emotions and building awareness, she was able to start healing, not just mentally and emotionally, but physically. I just saw her a few weeks ago and I asked her, you know, how she's been feeling. And she's like, oh my gosh, I feel great. Like it's not 100%, but I feel so much better than I used to. And it's because she's joyful now and she's happy. And so if you are stressed or anxious or overwhelmed, you are not only hurting yourself mentally and emotionally, but you're also hurting yourself physically, because your thoughts and emotions can cause illness and disease. And so that's another reason why it's so important to build awareness around your thoughts, because they can help you and help you bring more joy into your life, or they can hurt you mentally, emotionally, or physically. So if you are constantly thinking, I can't, I won't, that's not meant for me, you are right. It will never happen for you. You will never create the life you want. You have to make a choice to believe that you have the life that you want already, and then start showing up as that person, start acting as that person, start thinking as that person. And the more you do this, the more you will attract beautiful things into your life. And so changing your thoughts is so important if you want to have growth in your personal life, in your business life, in your relationships. And so I challenge you to start building awareness around your thoughts. And you can do this through journaling. You can do this around meditation. You can do this by just listening into the thoughts, right? Our minds are constantly running. We're constantly talking to ourselves. And so if you can start to build awareness around those negative thoughts and stop it, it's really, really powerful. One thing that my husband went to yoga this morning, when he got home, he said to me, he's like, I'm going to try to not complain for 1 week. And I was like, oh my gosh, awesome. Because complaining is negative, right? That's a negative energy. That's a negative thought. And I think that's so awesome that he is choosing to commit to this, because he knows that if he stops complaining, he's going to bring more beautiful things into his life to be grateful for. And so complaining is a negative thought. Judgment is a negative thought. And so I challenge you to build awareness around these negative things that don't make you feel good on the inside, right? And again, you know, emotion is energy in motion. So you need to build awareness. We are powerful creators. Every single one of us on this planet, in this universe, we are powerful creators, and we are creating the life that we have today. We're creating the life that we will have. And so if you want a beautiful future, if you want a thriving business where you're like, you have a ton of clients, a ton of customers, and you're making a ton of money, you need to start with your thoughts. I know for a lot of business owners that I work with, they're always like that imposter syndrome, that fear of failure. And fear is a negative energy. Not believing yourself is a negative thought. And so one of the things I work with them on is mindset. You have to change your thoughts. You have to start speaking positive affirmations every morning. You need to start speaking gratitude out loud. And when the women I work with start doing these things, there's a shift. There's a shift within them, and there's a shift within their business. And it is absolutely incredible. So we've all heard, when you change your mind, you change your life. And I promise you that is 100% true. So I challenge each and every one of you to start building awareness around your thoughts and shift them to be positive and highly vibrational. You will then begin to create the life that you have been dreaming of. So I love sharing about this. It's something that I'm so passionate about. It's something I'm always working on, is having more positive thoughts about myself, my husband, my child, my business. And the more positivity that I put out into the world, the more positive feelings I have, the more joy I have, and the more I attract the clients and the experiences that I want in my life. And so I challenge you to take these things on. I have 5 spots open for my coaching program this month, for my one-on-one coaching program. And if you are ready to build your business, if you want to grow in your life, if you want more positivity, if you want to build your confidence, if you want to change your habits and patterns to ones that serve you and help you become the person that you are meant to be, please reach out to me right now. Send me an email at Corey@MarsHolisticWellness.com. I will leave it in the notes of this podcast as well. But send me an email with the word program to find out more about my one-on-one coaching. I promise you, it is transformational. You can check out my testimonials at slclifecoaching.com. But what I offer is so powerful. And if you are ready to transform your life, if you are ready to transform your business, I am ready and excited to help you. So again, send me an email at Corey@MarsHolisticWellness.com with the word program to find out more about my one-on-one coaching. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being you. And I look forward to connecting soon. Thank you for listening to Complete Transformation for Female Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Coach Corey Sartori. I appreciate you being a part of my community, and I would love to stay connected. Subscribe to this podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Sartori. For more info on my coaching program, send me an email at Corey@MarsHolisticWellness.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review so we can grow this community. I am grateful for you and look forward to connecting soon.